The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Thank you for joining me for a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. My name is Joy Summers, and I do the afternoon show on WayFM. We're going to talk about faith, family, and fun. And hopefully have a blasty blast doing it. So at the very end of the podcast, we try Panera's wackadoodle new sandwich. It's called the Grilled Mac and Cheese Sandwich. Somebody slaps some mac and cheese on some bread, and they're trying to pretend like this is a real meal. We tell you if it's actually worth a try or not. I may have already hinted at some of my cards, but you've got to hear the description. That's at the very end of the podcast, but we're kicking it off talking about something that I didn't even know if this was relatable. I was about to go live on the radio with it, and I thought, what if I'm the only person who gets mad at my husband over this? And so I quickly asked Ruth. She works at the front desk here at WayFM. I said, Ruth, do you ever get mad at your husband surrounding your kitchen towels? And she went off. She's like, we fight about him all the time, and he always makes them dirty. And I was like, I think I'm on to something. Kitchen towels are not something to fight over. And yet, my husband and I got into it last night. He looked at me like I was crazy that I actually want our kitchen towels to stay clean. They're what I clean off the clean dishes with. And somehow, every time I pull them out of the laundry, I see that he has gotten grease and mud, and only God knows where these stains come from. So I held one up to him last night and asked, and he was like, I don't know. I have no idea where that came from.
This is Penny. My husband does the same thing.
Girl, it's so good to know I'm not alone.
And he does it to the pot holders, too. I'm like, how? You're grabbing the pan. You're not grabbing the food.
Girl, my pot holders are stained, too. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, we need to figure out what they're doing so we can stop it. You think that they're just, like, rubbing down the floors when we're not looking?
I guess, but I have one that has a butterfly on it, and I've hit it at the bottom of the drawer, and I'm like, I'm not ever going to use it.
It's time for some joyful news. Enough with the negative news. Let's celebrate a positive story. In Minneapolis, some of the locals are starting to interrupt violence one lawn chair at a time. There's a church community, even a pastor, that asked where some of the most dangerous streets were, and they started pulling up lawn chairs and just sitting there during the day. They're there to interact with some of the kids and the people, and they truly have seen the crime numbers go down. And one of the most beautiful parts is that they said our faith gives us the courage to put ourselves in harm's way, and we're out here to actually love the people who live on these streets. It's actually working. The police officers are so grateful that this is working better than cracking down on the violence. What an example that our faith should cause us to look different and even do some pretty bold things. It's tough to know what a woman is really thinking, and that's why we have a very special segment on the show called 30 Seconds Inside of Joy's Mom Brain. I can't believe when I went to the grocery store today, they had pumpkin spice flavored butter. I especially can't believe that I bought it. Who am I kidding? It's going to be delicious. Pumpkin spice everything. Speaking of spice, I hope I put enough spice in the crockpot chicken for tonight. But I was not sure about the cooking time. It's probably going to be charred by the time I get home. Charred. You know, how are women doing these beautiful fall smoky eyes with their makeup? Every time I try, looks like I got punched in both eyes. Wait, what was I thinking about again? You don't get to go on vacations as a parent. You get to go on trips. And my family's taking a trip to the beach to be with my parents, my brothers. I haven't seen some of them in a year, and I've so been looking forward to it. But when I started packing a week ago, I realized this is going to be pretty stressful. It's only my third trip with my kid, but I'm starting to catch on. We're not going to get much rest. I'm not going to get to watch any TV. I'm probably not going to get to lay in a lounge chair and listen to the sand. I mean, the waves. See, I need a vacation so bad. But all I want to do is read my Magnolia Home magazine. I'm trying to keep my expectations low, but if I don't even get to crack open the magazine I've had for a month on this trip, I might lose it. Taking a quick break from the conversation to tell you about our show sponsors. If someone told me they were a part of a Chicken of the Month club, I would think that they were getting free Chick-fil-A every single month. But we've actually partnered with Food for the Hungry, and when you join the Chicken of the Month club, you're providing two chickens to a different vulnerable family every single month. Here's why that's so important, because there are families struggling with hunger around the globe right now. In fact, Marta is a woman who lives in Bolivia, and her kids were underweight and unhealthy, and all they had was corn and potatoes to eat. But they got to take advantage of this Chicken of the Month club, and they received two chickens. And now that they're laying eggs, her kids are getting healthier by the day. They are in school, and that all happened because of a generous person like you. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry because they are a Christian organization that is going to the ends of the earth to help the most vulnerable people. All you have to do to help provide two chickens every single month for a different family is go to fh.org/joy and give that $28 a month. You can give that sustainable source of protein for a family that desperately needs it. Click the link in the show notes or go to fh.org/joy. Being in the grocery checkout line with a sleeping toddler is stressful. I was trying to get out the other day when I realized one of my packages of frozen vegetables was sliced open. So I tried to hand it to the cashier, and he said, "Ma'am, it is not your turn. I'm going to need you to step back." That is not the kind of attention and one-on-one care I needed in that moment. And this is why we are confident working with United Faith Mortgage. Because when you're in need, buying a house or working on your current mortgage, you need someone who's going to give you personal, one-on-one attention. And that's exactly what their small faith and family team will do. United Faith Mortgage also has this direct lender advantage. See, that means there's no middleman. And this advantage often can save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you want to refinance your home, or you're just looking to get into that home of your dreams, check out UnitedFaithMortgage.com. That's UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You don't know what happens in the wee hours of the morning at your house because you're asleep, just like I normally am. But this morning, I woke up at 5:30 and I could not go back to sleep. So I just decided to get up. And I noticed my husband was already in the shower. So when he got out, I said something to him and he said, "Oh, this is actually late for me. I normally get up earlier than this to start my day." Seriously, I was shocked. And that's when I realized this man is getting up and spending time with Jesus and making our son's lunch before I even open my eyes most days. So tonight, when he falls asleep on the couch at 8:45, I'm not going to give him a hard time. I'm going to join him. It's time for a little joyful news. Enough with the negative news. Let's talk about a positive story instead. There was a woman shopping at the Goodwill in San Antonio when she saw a stack of family photos for 15 cents. So she decided to buy them and search out the family. Within 20 minutes, she'd found them on Facebook because there were even report cards in this stack. Turned out, both their parents had passed away last year. And when they were kids moving across country, someone stole most of what was in their U-Haul, including all of their family memories. She was so excited to return these items to them. And it's just proof that every single item in a Goodwill means something to somebody. You're going to fight about dumb stuff with your person, but kitchen towels should not be on that list. Except my husband ruins every single cute pumpkin-y fall towel I bring into my kitchen immediately.
In my house, it's the wife that makes the problems.
What?
I don't know why she does this, but she feels the need to immediately take her hands out of the sink. She wipes her hands off, soaking the towel the first time it's used, right? Then, instead of hanging to dry, she puts it back in the drawer and closes the drawer door.
No.
Like, they cannot dry that way. They're going to be soaked the next time we need to use them. They're going to get mold. Just please stop.
No. The trendiest foods in America, we try them so you don't have to. This is Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Producer Party is in charge of Taste Test Tuesday, and he has brought us something whack today. What is that, Party?
We have a grilled mac and cheese sandwich from Panera Bread. And so, I mean, grilled cheeses are good. I've never thought about making it mac and cheese.
I think I've had mac and cheese on pizza. And I wasn't mad at it, but it's just weird. It's weird to put that between two pieces of bread. It seems unnecessary.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm going to open it up now.
Yeah, we've actually not even seen this, so you get to take the first look with us. I don't think it's going to look like it does in the background.
I would be impressed if it looked like that.
From the website. It's basically a carb-on-carb sandwich. Are you intrigued, Party?
Look at that. I mean, it's huge.
Does it look yummy?
Look at this thing. It's humongous.
Yeah, it has full-on massive noodles.
Well,
Listen, you need to know this, that I am actually gluten-free, and I'm going to ingest the most gluten-bomb sandwich
You're
for
gonna
you.
Die.
I'm going to just take a bite for you. Actually, I savor Taste Test Tuesday because it's the only time I get to eat gluten ever. Okay, what would you say? The bread's toasted?
Yes.
And tell us about this. There's more than just mac and cheese in here.
Yes, it's worth noting that it's like a special mac and cheese blend, so it's probably like multiple types of cheeses, maybe?
This is a lazy sandwich. I'm going to call it out. They slapped some of their already made mac and cheese on here, which is delicious. Have you had their mac and cheese?
I don't think I have,
actually. I had it before. I was gluten-free.
I usually get soup when I go there.
And then they threw some Parmesan crisps on here.
Yes.
And threw it on.
Yep. This and they toast it, of course.
Yeah, this is nothing special.
Wow.
I'm already saying
judging
it.
It already.
It smells good, but it's just, I don't know. Party, what are your immediate thoughts? Good, bad?
I think it looks nice and succulent. It looks like this is, like, look at that. That is like.
It does look pretty impressive. Are you ready to try
it? Right.
You ready to try this bad boy?
Yeah.
Gluten bomb. Let's go. That's weird. It's too soft.
Whoa.
It's too soft. It's exactly like you would imagine. Soft bread and then a bite of mac and cheese. Like, I'm not mad at it, but it's not right. Something in your sandwich should have a different texture than the bread, and
it all
falls together.
Right, but a regular grilled cheese doesn't really have that going on. Although, I will say, regular grilled cheeses, the bread is extra crispy.
Yeah.
At least the kind I like.
If the bread was crispier, I think that would help. They tried to add different texture with the Parmesan crisp, but I didn't get any.
I didn't get any either.
Delicious mac and cheese by itself. Delicious bread by itself.
That's what one of the Parmesan crisps looked like.
Did you get a bite with one?
I did not, but I'm going to try it right now.
The cheesiness is incredible. Very savory. But snap, I think you're going to have to plan to take a nap if you eat this. It's so heavy, the sandwich alone.
Yeah, it's definitely super cheesy. When you bite into it, it's like you're sinking your teeth into just like...
I got a Parmesan
crisp. A casserole almost.
It's not better.
Really?
No. It was a thumbs down from me. What about you, Party?
It's really cheesy. Imagine taking like something like this and then dipping it in like tomato soup.
Now that would be delicious.
That'd be so good.
But I don't even want to know the calories. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you as your friend.
It's not right
worth
there.
It. What are they? 860? I'm going to explode. Aren't you only allotted 2,000 in a whole day? This
I
is
believe
almost
so,
half.
And that's...
I can't breathe. This is not worth it.
370 calories from fat.
This is not worth it. Like, okay, we talked earlier. I would do a bread bowl with like some broccoli and cheese soup over this. Don't. 86
grams
Jesus,
of carbohydrates.
This is definitely a thumbs down for me. What about you, Party?
With all that said, I do think it's really good, and I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
What? I don't know why we thought it wouldn't be the most unhealthy thing in the world, but if you'd like to die early, have a delicious
There you go.
Whoa.